Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast, reimagining and reinventing pet home care. What did I just say? I know, education and chatting about all those great things in that aspect, because I don't think we've ever covered this on the podcast before. And we have three wonderful rock stars that are joining us. We got Dr. Jill Clark, we got Dr. Sarah Michelle here, and we also have the one and only Alex Eric in the house. How are you, my friends?
Great.
Fabulous.
Okay, so that was good. I did well on that part. So let's say that word. That's what I love about podcasts. It's so much fun. You just never know where.
Yeah.
Many bloopers. Okay. So a little bit of information about Dr. Jill Clark. She has spent 17 years as an assistant director on feature films, commercials, and documentaries before changing direction and becoming a veterinarian in 1996. She practiced in a multi-doctor group of small animal practices, known for creating an exceptional client experience as an associate, and then as medical director before joining a group of entrepreneurial veterinarians who grew their hospital group from 8 to 80 hospitals. She was vice president of operations for this group before joining VCA, managing 22 general and specialty practices with a continued focus on client experience as a competitive advantage. In 2009, she joined VCA's executive team and was responsible for VCA's doctors recruiting team, as well as creating VCA's corporate universities, Woof U, which served over 24,000 veterinary team members. Wow. In 2016, Dr. Clark founded Ignite Veterinary Solutions, a modern learning company focused on bringing high-end learning experiences to all veterinary teams across the globe. She has a special passion for client service teams and elevating their role to its fullest in our profession. She is one of the founders and president of the newly formed North American Association of Veterinary Receptionists. Dr. Sarah Michelle also is a wonderful rock star. She's a graduate of the Ontario Veterinary College and previously owned and operated a small animal practice outside of Toronto, Canada for 18 years. Since transitioning her practice in 2018, she has worked in a variety of industry spaces with a special interest in technology and virtual care. Sarah's passion about maximizing the capacity of veterinary practices to engage with and effectively leverage technologies to improve practice efficiencies, patient outcomes, and professional satisfaction. One of Sarah's current roles is the medical director for PetPath, a digital tool that provides a critical bridge between inpatient and outpatient care, which I'm really excited to learn more about. And also we have Alex Eric, co-founder of PetPath and Liberty University graduate, is passionate about transforming lives and bringing innovative ideas to life. Alex has spent the past 4 years in the tech space, bringing products to market that enhance organizational effectiveness and improve user experiences. In 2022, Alex teamed up with a veterinary neurologist and several business partners to launch PetPath. This digital care companion guides pet owners through their pets' most stressful moments while freeing up veterinary care teams to focus on their core passion, providing exceptional animal care. Shout it from the rooftops. I love it.
Come on.
Right? Let's go. All right. So, you know, I said the word twice so far to our listeners, and they're probably like, what is PetPath? So, you know, let's chat a little bit further about it. So, Sarah, do you want to tell us a little bit more about what PetPath is?
Sure. I thought Jill was going to, though.
That's okay. No, I'm happy to set the stage, and then these guys are definitely the experts. But as you know, Adam, I have a passion for education. That's really why Ignite was created. And you and I have talked for a number of years about our frustration about client education and how these handing a handout to someone and expecting them to really follow those instructions and provide the best patient care really is archaic. And you being the king of client education videos, I think no one does it better than what you put out on social media day after day to really help pet owners understand how they can best care for their pets. So when Ignite came across PetPath, we said, we have got to support this effort in a big way with our members and any other ways that we can through video production or whatnot, because it really revolutionizes that archaic process that's been a pain in the behind of a lot of people, but most importantly, probably the clients and the pets that don't get the care because the clients can't go step by step through a handout every day to figure out how to care for their pet after a surgery or procedure. And I actually found some really cool research that 3M did that says that we process visuals 60,000 times faster than text. and that human brains decipher images simultaneously, but when we look at text, it's very linear. So it takes us a long time to basically understand that two-page handout that I just got on my fluffy dog that had, you know, knee surgery or whatever it may be. So PetPath is really closes the care loop. It is a client education, so it can be used before. It's an app. It's a really, really super cool app. I've used it myself with my own dog who had knee surgery. But it's a it takes all the information that's needed before the surgery or procedure, or if you have a chronic disease before that. It's customized by the veterinarian. So we're not talking about handouts that are just kind of random or information that's kind of random. We're talking about each hospital can customize their treatment plan and care plan for go home. It saves tons and tons of time on the practice, because instead of us trying to answer every call that comes in or remember to call the client every day or every few days to ask about how's the incision look, or is the limping better, or are you using the sling like you're supposed to? We know that just falls by the wayside and doesn't get done. And PetPath does that for you. Every day it sends me a reminder on my phone that says, hey, Doug's due for a walk today. Can you check the incision? I'm able to even take a picture of that incision, send it back to the hospital if I want. And then talk about compliance. So like, how often does veterinary medicine talk about compliance or lack thereof in everything that we do? And so PetPath really is a compliance tool, because that client gets push notifications every day that says, look at your decision, look at your pet, look at the whatever it may be, whatever the path is. And that information is being pushed back to the hospital. So I just think it's such an incredible tool, so innovative, and really changes the pet care dynamic that we, that Ignite just like had to get behind it.
Yeah. And, you know, Jill, I love what you said of closing that gap in the care that a client is receiving. You know, currently it's a little, you know, unknown. Hey, they leave the practice, and then you don't know what they're actually going to be picking up on a day by day basis until maybe they come back in, you know, 2 weeks, 6 weeks after they've come in for an initial round of treatment. And so this is not, you know, even a totally new novel type of technology. What we've done is we've taken learnings from this, the tools that exist in the human space that have been extremely successful. They're receiving FDA approval to be used with medical devices, and the outcomes are just so powerful that we're taking what is doing extremely well in the human space and bring it to vet med where it's so necessary, especially for, you think of that client that comes in and they're stressed out. They're trying to figure out what's happening with their pet. And your team is doing all the things to, you know, make sure that they feel equipped and empowered for when they go home. But the reality is they're only going to absorb about 20% when they're in that state of stress. And so we're just extending the care of that team into the home through what we would say is a digital care companion, essentially a teammate that is going to be in the palm of an owner's hands, guiding them through what are these really stressful times, that these times that, again, is going to put people kind of in their worst place. We want to help, again, just smooth that process out and make it that they have this incredible experience and feel this really white glove support from the vets and the care teams that are providing the care to their loved ones. So I think you did great. I just felt like it was worth mentioning even that little bit of how impactful this has been in the human space, and what we're excited to share more about is what we're seeing already in the vet space with the practice we're working with.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, you know, Sarah, I'm sure you've done your research on this, your team, but what are some of the new expectations clients have when it comes to communicating with their vet?
Well, I think that's such a fabulous question, because as Jill already eloquently explained, you know, veterinary practices, and I will answer your question, but as setting the stage, you know, veterinary practices have done a great job through the initial digitization of our practice lives to create documents and PDFs and email templates, you know, that to send text heavy content home with clients. However, you know, our client base and demographic have evolved, aged, matured, and changed a lot. And our client base is really transitioning to be really heavily digitally native folks, folks who wake up in the morning, their phone is in their hand, their day is driven by everything that is in their hand. And this tool really helps to meet the clients where they're looking for the information. And so in contrast to the paper handouts that are walking out the door and getting lost either in the car or on the sidewalk before they even get home, PetPath is coming to the client in their hand, meeting them before they even realize they have a need, as you know, as Jill has suggested, with push notifications and task and video and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And so knowing that the client is looking for the information on their phone, that's where we're meeting them. Mm. And it's really helping to circumvent the Google searches and the going down rabbit holes, getting misled and misinformation that often happens, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And Jill, you alluded to it earlier that we have busy practices. We're so busy. And I know the listeners are probably like, oh, one more thing, you know, how can I implement this? So, you know, why is it necessary to lean in and continue to elevate client care? And a little bit more to anyone that wants to answer this too, is like, how do you, you know, get the buy-in from the hospitals to do something like this?
I'll let Alex has been the one out talking to practices day in, day out, has actually some data on how that efficiency piece. So Alex.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's always challenging when you think of your day, how are you going to fit in again, that one more thing. And what we want to do at PetPath is we actually want to remove things from the plate. We know, you know, I was on the call with a busy practice just a couple days ago, and they said that they're receiving hundreds of emails and calls a day that are, you know, the variety of what those questions are, but many of them are, I would say, like routine redundant questions, especially if we're talking about things like surgery or new medications. People are calling in saying, hey, my dog hasn't gone to the bathroom yet, which was told at that time of discharge. And so you can either continue to staff people to answer that question. You can, you know, till you're blue in the face, try to tell them, but at the end of the day, that question is not going away with what we've continued to provide in the space. Or you can start to look outside the box and say, what are solutions? How can we try to alleviate as much pressure for whether it's the front desk staff, the technicians, whoever's handling this, or even the vets themselves? And so what we've done is we've made it as simple as possible to integrate a solution like PetPath into the practice. And as soon as the tool is up and ready, which can, you know, take as little as 15 minutes to get started, we take two minutes during an onboarding appointment or during a consult and get a client onto the application. And at that point, the tool is set up and running, and the team is no longer going to have to need to respond to as many of these kind of routine redundant questions. And one of the points that I love that our platform has proven is that in the practices that have rolled this out, they report a 76% reduction in the number of kind of routine redundant communication that's coming back in, which is significant. And then you would think, okay, how can I now better leverage my team? How can I leverage my time to, again, we said in the beginning, get people back doing what they're passionate about, what they love. We want to pull people away from the arduous tasks, the burdens on the work day that you have to get through. How can we utilize technology to make it that you can spend more time on the things you love and actually not having to do that one more thing, whether it's that follow-up call that, you know, the client has just been hounding, or the message that has come in. Let's clear the plate so people can get back to doing what they love on a daily basis.
Yeah, that's amazing. And, you know, I'm just thinking, yeah, you get so many of the same questions that come in. And so leveraging that component and then also leaning in on the more, I don't want to say more important questions, but like ones that could be more emergencies that really need to be seen. Maybe those clients have been put on hold or whatever it is. So I could just imagine the dynamic that this must play out for the better of leveraging patient, you know, care and also technician and receptionist utilization much better. So I think that's fantastic. And what are the other benefits? What are some other benefits that you're seeing with practices that they're using this platform with their clients?
You know, I think when we're thinking about client experience, this day and age, that cannot be more important for a practice. What are people saying when they leave the four walls of your hospital and they're going to their friend's house and they're talking about what was it like to go to maybe that new vet or the vet that they have adopted a new pet and they're trying to figure out where to go. If you as a provider can be providing this incredible experience that people feel like, oh, I'm getting the support I need. I'm getting, they're really leaning into what actually is my normal workflow. And I'm being provided tools that actually help guide and support me throughout the journey. I think that is paramount. And one of the things that we've seen is 91% of owners that have used PetPath is they report feeling more confident because of PetPath. They feel more empowered. They're ready to take care of their pet and provide them the best care possible. And that's just because they're better connected to the care team, right? It's not that they're better connected to some Google form that they found or some journal. It's your team again providing that daily support. So that's one aspect. The second is financial. You have to think if the team is being better leveraged, they're having to do as much of these redundant communication points. That time can be better used to whether it's seeing more clients, just allowing people to have more margin in these touch points that are being done on a day by day basis. And with the model that we have at PetPath as well, it provides an additional revenue stream. We actually are on a pay by patient basis, which allows there to be margin bought in. What previously was just lost time and client support and is expected, it should be that people should feel like they can get the support they need when they've received care. That time is now able to be monetized. And then even with providing the resource, there's opportunity for margin creation and that additional revenue stream.
Yeah, revenue streams where it's at. So that's excellent. Love to hear that. And I'm sure compliance too, because you're able to, like what Dr. Clark was saying, checking incisions, making sure things look good, medications are being administered appropriately with those push notifications. So that's got to be substantial too, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah. And one of the things that I love getting to hear from our practices is the amount of time it takes to actually have that touch point with that client when they do have questions, because there still will be people that are the term that I'd like to use, maybe needy, not in a bad way though. They just are in need of support because this is whatever the situation might be there in a moment of stress. And so for those patients, what we've seen is that there's about a 75% reduction in the amount of time needed to support that client. Mainly because you aren't having to do phone tag throughout the day. Hey, you got to, there's a voicemail in the inbox and you say, okay, I have to call back Miss Susie, and Miss Susie wasn't available at that time. And so then you're doing that dance, or you're going back and forth over email. Being able to use chat tools and being able to send pictures and images, it just helps improve that cycle of service and shortens the amount of time that the team needs. And then ultimately that makes it a better experience for the client. They're getting the information responses they need. Sarah, what do you have to say?
I would further on that note, I'd also like to add, I think that the long-term value of elevating that client's bond to the veterinary practice because they feel so much more supported and connected with their veterinary care team. And we know that the lifetime value of a client can, you know, be pretty substantial. And so if we create a raving fan by supporting that client without overextending our team in doing so, that's an added value. That's a really a higher sort of valued client to the practice, who's going to be recommending the practice to their friends and family, because they're like, these guys go above and beyond. You know, look at this. They were with me all the way every day through my pet's recovery. You know, that's a real differentiator for a practice.
And so how can a practice get started?
Yeah, right now we're actually trying to remove all the barriers that somebody might have. We're offering 30-day trials of the platform. And so our website, it's simple. It's mypetpath.com. On that site, there's a window that will pop up and I'll ask if the practice would like to get started. And we will reach out shortly after. But you just enter in your email and your information, and we'd love to get started and let you feel the Pet Path difference yourself.
Yeah, I just downloaded the app here too. So it's pretty.
Yeah.
It's very nice. User friendly.
And true story, Adam, you know, I said Doug, our little pug had patella surgery. And so here's Bob and I, and we're getting this notification, like, got to do your passive range of motion. I'm like, oh hell, we got to do passive range. We're two veterinarians, you know, and we compliance, like we were going to be uncompliant.
Right.
And because of the app, and that's really what caused me to fall in love with it, is it was just so good at keeping after me. Every day, that I really feel like that dog came through that much quicker than certainly if we had not followed the, you know, the instructions. So it all comes down for us, the veterinarians here, we are in Alex, but we're patient care. We've got to be the best we can at patient care as veterinarians. We just have to, and there's not enough of us to give these great touch points like this app can. And that's why I think it's a really great choice and checking out.
A simple app with a push notification that says, did you leave the cone of shame on? Right?
Let's see what we do.
Right. I can only imagine, because I just took it off for the night. You know, no.
And there's videos, you know, videos that show all this stuff. So you get reminded of like, okay, oh yeah. It wasn't tight enough. Yep. So, you know, it really, really is cool.
Yeah, I love it. Well, thank you so much for sharing this and all the great success with the app with Pet Path. I think it's fantastic. This is what I love to the listeners about innovation and advancing veterinary medicine and patient care. I mean, this is what it's all about. I mean, it's next level. For me, chatting with pet parents from around the world, this is what they want and this is what they need. And so thank you for having such a great app like this, because it really is a big game changer for the pet owners out there. So thank you so much, Dr. Joe Clark, Dr. Sarah Michelle, and Alex Eric in the house. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Adam.
You're welcome. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Don't forget to rate the podcast, as always, helps us out as we continue to grow. And we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast Podcast. Take care, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast Podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.